This summer, click into cordless power with Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. And keep your flower beds looking fresh with the 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Then clear leaves and debris with the 40-volt leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at the Home Depot and on homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
And welcome to Really No Really with Jason Alexander and Peter Tilden, who proffer the idea that if everyone subscribed to our show, the whole world might suddenly get along. Sadly, some of you haven't subscribed, and arguably even sadder, the world seems like a place where it's harder and harder to get along. People seem to be behaving horribly. We're seeing tirades in supermarkets, live performers being pelted with projectiles, drunken moviegoers getting into brawls, and tantrums on airplanes that result in fistfights and arrests. And it seems to be getting worse. Really, no really. So, Jason and Peter have called upon an expert in human behavior, Dr. Ryan Sultan, assistant professor of clinical psychiatry at Columbia University, to help explain our growing inability to get along. So, here they are, and please try to behave.
Well, we can hear you. No, we can hear you, but we're ready to start. We're ready. We're ready as soon as we can't hear you. Or maybe, here's a thought, close the door.
See, now you're acting up. You're acting up. Is this the kind of behavior you would display in a public area? You have displayed a kind of behavior in a public forum. You are abusive to the person yelling, rolling. So our topic today is about the epidemic of people behaving badly.
A couple examples on Broadway, on Schubert Theater.
Yeah.
Somebody took a dump in the aisle and the lights came up. And the Clintons were there.
Actually, I got to tell you, there's not a lot of restroom facilities in these old vips. I can kind of understand.
What I love, though, is the part of this that made me laugh is they interviewed the house manager later saying, how could this happen? He said, this is the fourth time.
Yeah, that's the part of it, that there's a serial defecator.
On Broadway. And he has to be stopped, or she has to be stopped. There's got to be an underlying cause causing all this outrage. And we have some thoughts about that, but we have an expert coming on, Ryan Sultan.
My mother would have said, not raised well. Not raised well. That's what my mother would have said.
Mother was simplistic.
Yeah, she liked to cut through.
Because a lot of
the noise,
the Getty.
Yeah,
it may be a generational thing. We'll find out in a bit. But I wanted to give you, since you're used to Broadway and theater,
I am.
I wanted to open with some examples before we get our expert out here.
This is examples of
performers calling out the audience members. It got so bad.
Oh.
So you know this person.
I have a feeling my friend Patty LuPone.
Patty LuPone did it a couple times. Number one, not only did she yell at an audience member who was wearing a mask incorrectly during COVID, she said something like, we may have to bleep it, something like, pull the mask up, and then the video audience member shouts back, I pay your salary. To which she responded, bullshit, Chris Harper pays my salary. He's the guy who does the show, so pull up the effing mask. She also grabbed somebody's cell phone, went out and grabbed somebody's cell phone, returned it after the show. So she doesn't suffer fools gladly. She did return it. Lin-Manuel Miranda stopped Madonna from coming backstage after the show because she was using her phone, apparently, doing a performance.
Wait. Lin-Manuel Miranda was performing. Madonna's in the audience.
Madonna attended a performance and was reportedly called out by Miranda in a now-deleted tweet that said he refused to allow her backstage to meet the cast after the show due to her behavior. Kanye West was called out for using his cell phone during the opening night musical, The Cher Show.
I refuse to believe that. Kanye? No.
During the Wrong Man 2018 performance, Joshua Henry reportedly left the stage mid-performance to grab the phone of an audience member who was texting and proceeded to throw the phone under the risers during the show.
And let me tell you something. Joshua Henry is not a small man.
He's a
brilliantly talented man. And he is in good shape, let us say.
And the interesting thing, though, I wanted to go back and look at history. Do you know that there was a performance that was met with catcalls and hisses? And people ran on the stage to actually protest this performance. You know what it was?
Cats.
A Prokofiev piano concerto in 1913. So audience behavior goes way, way back, and it's very vocal.
Do you remember what they used to do at the Globe Theater back in Shakespeare's day?
They used to yell.
They threw. That's where that trope of throwing rotten tomatoes, and that's where rotten tomatoes come from. People throwing bad food.
So then we went through a period of that, and then we went through a period of being more civil, and people got the etiquette and how to perform in public, and now we're back in a worse way. I have some thoughts about that. You want initial thoughts before we bring out our guests?
Sure, yes.
You can see it during COVID, where we were so divided, especially on the mask thing and the vax thing, that people got into fights with people who weren't wearing masks. And people were getting into fights with people who were wearing masks because you're not agreeing with what I believe as far as the vaccination is concerned. So, and then, of course, divisiveness and behavior has gotten worse.
See, I will play off the divisiveness. One of the things that's always struck me is in some of these cases, not all of them by any stretch, but in some of these cases, people get rankled because somebody in their estimation is getting away with something, is doing something they can't. And I think that there is, again, that divide of the have not, or the entitled, the unentitled, the whatever it may be, where people are more sensitive to, I'm not going to take it anymore. It's literally network. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. You're doing something, doesn't directly affect me, but I don't like that you're doing it. And so I'm going to...
I'll see you and I'll raise you.
Okay.
We see all over the internet people filming the anger stuff.
Yeah.
So we now have behavior you can model.
Right.
That other people are doing it. And I think some people possibly are doing it intentionally.
Well, that's going to be an interesting question for our guests, because that's one of my big questions is, you know, you can become famous or notorious by being filmed at your worst moment. And some people have paid a price for it. Others have not. And I wonder how many people are going, I don't care. At least everybody's talking about me.
On that note, let's find out what an expert has to say. So joining us now is Dr. Ryan Salton, assistant professor of clinical psychiatry in the Department of Psychiatry at Columbia University.
Ooh.
I know.
Ooh.
I love when people go to schools I'm not allowed to even visit, let alone get into.
Oof.
And the Irving Medical Center in New York State Psychiatric Institute. He's an expert in the areas ADHD and cannabis use. But I read a bunch of stuff that you said.
First of all, say welcome.
Welcome.
There you go. Welcome to the show.
Why do you always have to hit me? Can you answer that question, why he gets physical? Why does he go to physical right away?
I mean, he's got a feeling. He's trying to express it. It's coming out. I mean, are we going to interpret it in a positive way, or are we going to choose to interpret it in a negative way?
How are we going to feel it?
I just ripped his headphones out.
I
just wanted to push your seat.
I know. You wanted to throw me right out of the side. I know what you were trying to do.
I saw a lot of stuff you talked about the personality of audience personalities and why they're getting worse and what the cause of that is. And we theorized that maybe the COVID thing, the mask thing, was very divisive. That was a new thing. It was very divisive. But also that societally right now, what we see is this behavior and is modeling. The question is, have we forgotten as a society? Can you forget that quickly?
Have we forgotten, as my mother would say, how to behave?
You know, this is definitely a complex issue, and it pulls at a lot of different disciplines. And it's got a number of things coming into it. And I think you're right that lockdown and the pandemic is certainly like the most acute and directly related thing. you know, when we think about the fact that your social skills got rusty, and for people, lockdown varied in both intensity and duration. So for some people, this is going to be more substantial. I mean, there are patients in my practice that I saw before the pandemic, and I'm still seeing them now, that have never come in again for an appointment. And they continue to stay virtual, and they are still overwhelmingly at home a lot. And this is today. So people's variation,
I'm sorry to interrupt. Do you see children in your practice at all? I have to imagine that 2-year interruption in what would be their normal socialization pattern or learning is and will continue to be a really disruptive source. Is there just a generation of kids that are socially behind the curve at this point?
Yeah, so when we think about that, it's important. I always talk about this with parents. School is obviously about learning knowledge. Like, I mean, I'm like super nerdy. I've gone and become a researcher, and I did an MD. Like, I love school. I want to learn things. But school's also about your development. Your development socially, your development emotionally. How do you tolerate things that are uncomfortable for you? How do you navigate difficult situations successfully? And because our switch to virtual school was done so rapidly, teachers and parents and even kids, you know, I think universally found it to be sort of not a great substitute for most individuals. And I think the most obvious thing that it's missing out on is this social emotional development, this stuff that really was happening spontaneously in real life, interacting with one another in a classroom setting, and was hard to replicate, you know, through a remote setup.
Are you concerned about how will those kids catch up, or will they catch up?
I think it's reasonable to think that they're going to catch up, or that they could catch up. We do think about neuroplasticity, which is the idea of like your brain and how pliable it is in learning new things. And we think about windows of time where you're better at learning things, which is why like the younger you are, typically the easier it is to learn another language.
Right.
So like there's a little bit of that's working against us. But in general, these things can be learned in sort of a delayed way. And if you talk to undergrad faculty, a lot of them will say that the last couple of years, they feel like the incoming freshmen have felt a little more fragile than they were in the past, and a little younger. That those kids seem to be coming at it maybe a couple of years younger than what it felt like before.
The other thing is a lot of this bad behavior in these groups, when you get together with a big group like that, it's a rare time when you have different socioeconomic groups in there. Your different race, color, religion, creed, it's not often that happens. And that behavior seems to be getting worse and worse. More incidents happen when that happens. Do you think that is A, partially because of COVID, but B, because we're so divided and we always stay with our own group? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. So I think that there's a way that this even interacts with another thing that we haven't touched on yet, which is smartphones and social media. And so social media creates these micro realities that we're all living in, right? These curated worlds. When I open my Apple News, like what I get is very specific. When I look at my Facebook or my Instagram feed, it's very specific to me. And so I think that is another way that we are sort of staying in a small group that is that community, but not interacting with other communities, right? You know, I have a friend of mine that loves to talk about the idea that like the reality of like what is going on in the world appears to be different to different people.
Which is, by the way, really scary. How do you navigate that? And it's dividing. So it's dividing us more and more and more because we don't forget shared experience, concert experience. We don't even share info.
So, I mean, I think this is a huge problem that we have to be thinking about on a societal level. Your social media, the devices that we use, they were thoughtfully constructed on how to keep us engaged, right?
Yeah.
For the purpose of like marketing and things like that. But in doing so, they sort of created this backdoor into our mind that tends to bypass a lot of critical thinking that we have, which is one of the things that I always find like disturbing about it. And I periodically will like delete one of these programs and take a hiatus from it. And I'll even feel something that is kind of like a withdrawal. There's a real connection. There's a real connection to that thing, and it plays with our mind. So if I see negative behavior on there, getting back to our original conversation, I'm more likely to replicate that because it's actually contagious. The negative behavior that we might see, the algorithm is more than likely going to favor that, right? Because it's going to get a lot more attention. So now you're even more likely to see it. So it's proliferating throughout this system. It's a consequence of the way this is set
up. But as you're saying that, so if Jason and I see, or you send me an article, I send you an article that somebody went crazy on a flight. Now the algorithm is pushing me more of that stuff. And I'm thinking that all of society, yes, this is happening all, yes, over every day, and it's much bigger than it is or not accurate.
But I also don't understand why the algorithm doesn't feed us the things that are going to make us happier, as opposed to the things that they know are probably going to agitate us, to the extent that the algorithm can discern which is which for any individual.
Because anger appears to be much, they used to say about the Howard Stern show, people that like Howard listen for an hour and 20 minutes. People who hate him listen for an hour and 40 minutes. So, yeah. And that probably applies. Right. So if they can stimulate you that way and they find out, boy, that works, they're going to keep hitting that counter prod to stimulate you that way, correct?
100%. I mean, that's something that you're going to get pulled much more into. We appear to be a little pre-programmed, our minds, to respond in that way. I think about these like as blind spots that we have as a species that we need to be thinking about when we develop new technology and how it can affect us. And, you know, the other thing that comes to mind when we think about social media for me is this idea of like, how is it affecting our mental health? There's so much data that keeps supporting this idea that it's linked to depression and anxiety and suicidal thoughts. There's a number of ways it could be doing that. But for me, one of them is that it being on your phone all the time is not interacting with people in real life, and it tends to be less substantial interpersonal relationships. And we all need interpersonal relationships. That is one of the most restorative thing we have. And, you know, it's the basis for building out like a larger community, which, again, we're social creatures. That's what matters to us.
Didn't you write, I think it was you, who said it used to be way back that we had about 100 people in our sphere.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, mm-hmm, our network. That was our morality. That was our modeling. That was our mentorship. So that group constantly kept you in check because you got to, mm-hmm, to advocate with the group and understand who they were. They looked out for you. Today, our group is what? How many people do we think is a community? So kids have Facebook friends that are like 2,700 Facebook friends, 40,000 Facebook friends. Everybody tries to build that number out. So we've lost that sense of community, correct? It doesn't exist anymore.
We know from anthropology that is like what our mind has been fine-tuned to do well with, is that number of relationships. Because you can trust the person, you know each other, you feel comfortable. You're going to manage your own behavior if for no other reason it is actually like detrimental for you to not do it in such a small community. If not, hopefully you're doing it out of kindness and wanting to sort of be giving to someone else. But there's a built-in system around that that I think is sort of completely diffused and diluted in the kind of social network you're describing.
I want to jump to something. So we're talking about the reasons why we live in some agitation, why we're depressed, why we're anxietal. But the phenomena that we're talking about in this episode is where people start to act. It's just bad behavior. Something has put them over the top. Is there a common thread between a guy who flips out on an airplane because he's been asked to move his seat, or a woman that goes up to a stranger in the park and goes, "Who are you? You don't live in this neighborhood." You know, what they call the Karen phenomena. Is there a common thread that runs through these people that tend to begin to behave badly?
I was thinking a lot about that leading up to this, because the examples of this bad behavior do vary a lot, as you just pointed out in that example. I think they fall into a couple of different categories. One of them is
"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
I was thinking a lot about that leading up to this, because the examples of this bad behavior do vary a lot, as you just pointed out in that example. I think they fall into a couple of different categories. One of them is, you know, just general. I think the most useful way to think about all this is like acting out. What is the skill that you have available to you to manage a situation? So if you're having trouble getting your overhead luggage up and you're stressed out and there are people behind you that want you to move and, you know, is there enough space and are they going to make me put the thing under? That kind of situation is putting a lot of pressure on someone and they may or may not have the skills to sort of manage it. And they then may act out in some way. They may act in an obnoxious or rude way or be nasty to someone and be irritable, which is very upsetting to everyone else and is contagious, unfortunately. That's sort of one version of something that we might interact with. I think that there's another version, and I'm not sure what exactly to call this. It's sort of like I'm going to do whatever I want to do, regardless of how it affects the people around me.
And I've just heard a term. Peter and I came across it, this main character syndrome or something like that.
Yeah. Feels a little bit like almost like an extreme version of individualism.
Mm-hmm. But Ryan, we've been empowered. Good luck 25 years ago calling the company and saying, I'm going to rat you out because I had bad service. Click. Forget it. Today, I'm going to write a bad review. And they'll send you free product, whatever. All of a sudden, a lot of people feel like VIPs, which I guess is part of that main character syndrome where you feel like you have control over every situation. Prices are higher for stuff, so you feel more entitled. Hey, this should have been. Because of COVID, people fired a lot of people. So customer service is down. They haven't rehired a lot. Companies are purging. So you can't get the kind of service you did before. And then the behavior you're seeing from politicians, from sports celebrities, from people who are angry and do this stuff gets not only not punished, but rewarded. Why wouldn't I model that behavior if everything's built around me to complain, to yelp?
But building off of what you just said, there's also a certain kind of learned narcissism because of the exalted ways that people are seeing celebrities treated. So they go, why them? Why not me? And they're right, by the way. Why them? Why not me? And so they start to have an expectation, I think, of also going, Not just him. Me too.
Well, and
me
by the too. Way, the Instagram and influencers are celebrities.
Sure.
And they become celebrities by doing whatever they have to put out there in social media. It's, hey, that could be me. You know, that's attainable.
I also didn't want to imply that I shouldn't be treated that way when I'm dining out, or I didn't mean to poo-poo
it. I understand that.
I'm grateful for that.
He's still a princess. When he goes out to dinner, he expects to be. No,
yes,
actually,
yes.
You don't.
No.
You're very cool about that.
There's not a lot of thinking about the consequence of my behavior.
Right. And not only that, bad behavior is a reward. You're told don't do this in school, and then you see people who are making a living doing it. You see people who are rewarded for doing it. You're seeing people lying, stealing, getting away with stuff, and you're going, wait a minute. I'm an idiot. Why should
you feel like a chump?
But this is, well, maybe this is a new phenomenon. I was going to say, is, for instance, to the extent that you know, is the Karen phenomena a new thing? Or is it just we have more cell phones now? Are there just as many incidents as there ever were of people freaking out and mistreating people at random, but now we're capturing it? Or is it a heightened level?
There's data that supports that things have gone up. The FAA's number of unruly passengers per year has gone up. The likelihood that healthcare workers are reporting like disagreements, nonviolent confrontations with patients, that's gone up.
Wow.
Road rage is going to, I did look at road rage.
New York thinks it is because they're now going to police the subway.
Just on a practical level. If I'm on an airplane, and someone is freaking out, is there something I can do to either protect myself or to help sort of diffuse the situation? Is there a
good you're talking about like response? Something is happening either to you or around you.
Yeah.
But you're not the one doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that, you know, you want to choose the kindest way to think about what might be going on with that person. And so how can I react in a way that de-escalates the situation?
Right.
Right. Rather than escalating the situation, so that everyone can get to like a calmer place.
My wife did a thing years ago that she was waiting for a train, New York subway. And I guess when the train pulled in, the doors opened and one guy waiting to go on cut in front of another guy waiting to go on. And the guy that got cut off spun the first guy around and punched him in the face.
That's one way.
And was about to do it again. And my wife, I don't want to make up a story. She either got in front of him or grabbed his arm and just looked at him and in this very almost maternal way went, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. And the guy, she said the guy kind of came back to reality and it drained out of him.
And you may have read that she pushed him on the track. It was an all
that's
paper.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. That she was able to come over with a different energy.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I don't think we talk enough about energy probably because it's a difficult thing to sort of like quantify scientifically or medically, but like, what is the vibe you're coming over with? And it sounds like in this story, she came over with like a, hey, thing.
Yeah,
it's all right.
Okay.
We don't need to do this.
Right.
Like there's something
and
else
I
we
always,
can do here.
I always think about, I mean, I've never been on the victim side of a Karen-like situation, but I know the minute the cell phone comes out, it's going to become more confrontational, not
it
less.
Changes the 100%.
And I always wonder if, and I don't know the situation that anybody who's been approached by this is like, so I'm not saying that they did anything that was not right. But if I were approached by someone with that kind of agitation, I think my natural reaction would be to go, something I'm doing is aggravating you. Something I'm doing is scaring you. I don't mean to give you that. So how can I help you?
That's a very different stance. And that's a stance that I think will diffuse that. For most people, it's not an aggressive stance. It's like a, hey, tell me how I can be helpful. I'm really happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear that.
Dr. Ryan Sultan, thank you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I appreciate
thank
it.
You so much.
And thanks for helping us a little bit with the audience anger. So the answer to that is, yeah, we're getting angrier. And it's really complicated. It's a lot of levels of stuff that affects that. So.
I know that. Why are you telling me like I don't know that? How dare you?
As your mother would say, why don't you just listen? Listen, don't always jump with an answer. Don't be so ready with an answer, Mister I know everything. There you go. Do you feel like you're sitting with your mother?
No, I'm trying to figure out what I can do with it. I'm neither your mama, and I never knew your mother.
You had an advantage.
My mother would have said,
don't bother me. Don't bother me now. I'm in the bedroom getting dressed. Which is, by the way,
zip me up,
and a lot of reasons for my problems today. Thank you, sir.
Thank you guys for having me.
A pleasure.
"Let me run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
This summer, click into Memorial Day savings at the Home Depot and get after those outdoor projects with some serious cordless power from Ryobi. Tackle more than half an acre of grass with the convenience and gas-like power of the Ryobi 40-volt battery-powered mower. Leaves and debris are no match for the 40-volt power of the Ryobi leaf blower. No cords, no gas, no hassle. Tidy up those flower beds and keep your walkways looking sharp with Ryobi's 40-volt cordless string trimmer. Yard work, done and done. Click into Memorial Day savings happening now at your cordless power source, the Home Depot. Shop now at the Home Depot or homedepot.com. How doers get more done.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity, and it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
So here's what I didn't learn today from the good doctor. If I'm on stage and there's an outburst in the audience, what am I supposed
Haven't
to
Haven't you
do?
Ever done that before? That
I've had, honestly, in all these years, I've had two things happen. I was in a Neil Simon play on Broadway. And yes, I can imagine if I was sitting in the front row as an audience member, it would be a little uncomfortable because that stage is right in your face. You're right up close. And a lot of our Broadway one was during the winter, and people would put their winter coats up on the stage. On the stage. And I routinely would go and either kick them off. One time I actually grabbed a coat that was really on the stage and put it in the onstage closet and let that guy figure out. I had a guy during Jerome Robbins Broadway. Someone yelled out. You could hear a commotion. Is there a doctor in the house? Is there a doctor in the house? And you think, oh my God, okay. Now there's like something real. And I'm on stage with this woman, and we don't know what are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to go, someone's asking for a doctor. Do we stop? Do we go on? Do we ignore it? Wow. Do we let them do them and we do us? What do we do? Which is a real question for any of these interruptions. Now, it turned out in that particular case that someone sitting in the middle of an aisle had a wave of nausea and began to vomit. Now, that to me is a big interruption. It does not require a doctor to be in the house. It requires you to go, I'm feeling a little queasy. Get the hell out of the middle of the aisle. Right?
So what happened? Did everybody around start doing the...
There was a bit of a commotion. There is no, that I know of, there is no protocol for how to handle a lot of things that happen in theater. So you talked about Patti LuPone, you know, yelling at people for cell phones. They make an announcement. Turn off your cell phones. There's no photography.
People are addicted now.
What do you do?
Well, and okay, so here's etiquette. Do you believe in this? Remove your hat. Everybody should have their hat off. Yes?
I don't know who wears a hat anymore, but yes.
I have seen that. Checking Facebook, Twitter, texting, doing stuff. And
any source of light in a theater, a movie theater or a theater, it's like you might as well be waving semaphore flags. It's terrible.
Be mindful of your body odor. I don't know how you tell somebody
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
how would you do that?
I have to assume I'm leaving the house going, ooh.
Control your children's behavior. We went to see the movie.
Or don't bring.
Dude, we went to see, what's the movie where college students, medical students, take a guy to death and then bring him back?
Whatever that was. Right.
Brought a toddler.
Yeah.
Toddler to that movie.
Yeah.
Who's running around screaming and crying.
Yeah.
Does anybody also yell that? That's what she said during a theater performance. No, I don't think so.
Somebody's been writing.
How about coming in costume? How about leaving?
Coming in costume is actually okay.
Really?
Yeah. It's actually okay.
That's a salesman, you're okay. People are coming.
No, but I mean, people do dress for Hamilton. They dress like that. That people have dressed for Mamma Mia, some of the jukebox musicals. Grease, you know.
Keep your comments neutral or positive. You know, you go to intermission, they go, that show sucked. I thought that show was pretty just down the
set. You're talking to the author's mother and you don't know it.
Wow. I've had that. A friend of mine
Believe me. Fortunately, to my knowledge, I don't think I've done it, but I have had friends who have made a bit of a comment not knowing who was standing by.
Sitting there. So. How about eating? People bring all kinds of crap that makes noise. Yeah, Does that affect you on stage?
It can. So they make an announcement. Part of the opening announcement is if you've brought a lozenge or a hard-wrapped candy, unwrap them now.
So I'm going to have... I've got three unwrapped lozenges in my pocket.
So you know, it's... But they do, you know, a lot of the theaters now, you can take your alcoholic drink back to the seat.
Is that a good idea?
Depends on the show. As you say, Death of a Salesman, probably not helpful. Cats, go for it.
All right, let's say hi to David Guggenheim. See his
face. Hello, David Guggenheim.
Hey, well, listen, we've learned a lot about human nature. People are not... acting really well. There's problems. There's interactions that are negative.
Yes.
So what's a way that we, starting as individuals, could maybe start to turn things around? And one of the things that has come into my life that I think might stem some of these problems is the four agreements. Have you guys heard of this thing?
Yes, the four
agreements. I remember vaguely...
You ready? If I may, I can remember?
Please,
Well, and this is probably not in an order, but when I realized what they were, I thought,
we're not going to eat fatty foods?
Right.
Is that one?
Right.
No. We're not going to...
Sansa Belt? No, it was be mindful of your words, right? Be careful with what you say.
Be impeccable with your word, yes.
One of them is don't assume you understand, where the other person's coming from necessarily, because they have a different mindset than you do. So don't assume who they are.
Don't assume. Watch your words.
Don't make assumptions. Yes.
Don't make assumptions. Right. Another one. The last one I think is just don't beat yourself up. Just do the best you can every day.
Always do your best.
Remember the fourth one. The fourth one is
is one of the very important ones. Don't take anything personally.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't remember it, because I take everything.
Wow.
That is hard.
Why? Yeah. How do you do that? It is personal. Somebody means it personal.
Because they're projecting on you. They're projecting their deal on you rather than it's
about
you.
This takes us back. Talk about cross-referencing our episodes. Let's remember our dear friend from the Institute of Forgiveness. Who, when someone says something to you, the question you ask is, why are they so broken? Why would they say that to me? Because they're broken, they're hurting, they're feeling that they're unfinished, unloved.
Unless I put an asterisk next to it, unless they're correct about what I'm saying. That's why I forgot that one, because it's like, say it again. Don't project.
Don't assume you know. Don't watch your words.
Right, but what's the last one?
Do your best and
don't take it personally.
Don't take it personally.
What if they're accurate? You're an asshole. You know, I shouldn't take that personally. Maybe I am an asshole. No, 7 people are saying you're an asshole.
Yeah.
I'm not taking this personally. 23 people are saying you're an asshole.
I think it's when they say...
It's a coincidence.
And I'm not
saying... It's coincidence. Yeah. It's coincidence. If one person's saying it's their thought, if it's 20 people, it's coincidence. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. If 20 people hate you, they're still wrong. It's coincidence.
Yeah.
And on that note, there's no better note to go out than... love who you are, because if people criticize you, it's just coincidence. David, thank you. Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, no, really.
Really.
We are helping the world one person at a time.
We are the world.
Maybe. If that. But I don't take it personally. Thank you, producer Laurie. Don't take it personally.
Thank you, producer David. Take it personally.
And thank you for listening. Everybody who's listening, take it personally.
Yeah. All right. But do your best.
It's going. Everybody hates
and watch your way.
My mother used to say, you know what everybody's saying about you? I wish I could say it's going.
No, really. As another episode of Really No Really comes to a close, I know you're wondering, given all the bad and criminal behavior out there, what is the longest prison term ever given to a single prisoner? The answer will amaze you, but first let's thank our guest, Dr. Ryan Sultan. He is the director of Integrative Psych, as well as being director of Sultan Lab at Columbia University. You can follow him on Instagram, where he is at rsultanmd, and on X, where he is at Dr. Ryan Sultan. Our little show hangs out on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Threads at Really No Really Podcast. And of course, you can share your thoughts and feedback with us online at reallynoreally.com. If you have a really, some amazing fact or story that boggles your mind, share it with us. And if we use it, we will send you a little gift. Nothing life-changing, obviously, but it's the thought that counts. Check out our full episodes on YouTube, hit that subscribe button, and tick that bell so you're updated when we release new videos and episodes, which we do each Tuesday. So listen and follow us on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And now, what is the longest prison sentence ever given to a single prisoner? That distinction belongs to a woman in Thailand named Chamoy Thipiaso. Ms. Thipiaso was a former employee of the Petroleum Authority of Thailand when she decided to launch a deep-reaching pyramid scheme. Using her connections to the Petroleum Authority and the Royal Thai Air Force, she managed to bilk nearly 16,000 investors into a fraudulent petroleum fund that earned her a total take estimated to be between $200 and $300 million over 20 years. When she was finally caught and brought to trial, not only was the vast majority of the fraudulent funds returned to the victims, but Ms. Thipiaso broke all sentencing records when the Thai court sentenced her to 141,078 years in prison. Now, if that seems a little bit harsh to you, take comfort in knowing that Thai law at the time only allowed for a 20-year maximum term. And Chamoy didn't even serve that. Her sentence was reduced twice more, and eventually she only wound up serving a total of 4 years prison time, which had to have been pretty galling for that Thai judge. I mean, you go to the trouble of giving somebody a record-breaking prison sentence, and it gets reduced by 35,250 times. I'd be mad. Really No Really is a production of iHeartRadio and Blase Entertainment.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait!
Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.